And I think we're all set to go, so it's go time.
Yo.
Hi ho.
It's off to work we go.
Hi, this is Arielle Hyatt from Cyber PR, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? You want to be a rock star with blue-eyed bunnies in your bed. Well, remember when you're rich that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go higher for desire. I don't want to take you dancing. Oh, when you're dancing with.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Soundtracks, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And today we are going to be spotlighting a composer, John Williams. And the guys are going to just kind of see if they can guess the movies, and then I'll give you some information about the movies and all that good stuff. And then we'll go from there. John Williams is one of those composers that you realize you've heard, but you might not realize it, and you probably wouldn't realize how much he has done in his lifespan. And he's still with us, thankfully, still composing some of the work still. But we're going to listen to some of his more, what I consider, recognizable compositions, a couple of them from TV shows, majority from movies, of course.
Yeah.
But we're going to get in that, and I want to give a little bit about the movie or TV series, but we'll start off here. We'll raise the volume up, and the first one, see if the guys are...
Occasionally I called this recognized, but no, I don't think I've heard this before.
Probably not, but I threw this one in for me because it's a classic. Jonathan has a blank look on his face too. Most everybody that's my age will remember this and from reruns, but this is from a show from 1965 to 1968, Lost in Space.
Okay.
And Lost in Space lasted three seasons from 65 to 68. First one was in black and white, the last two in color. Some of the awards that were presented to it was an Emmy for cinematography, and this were nominations.
It would sound something like, I could see it in Lost in Space. Like, it was.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And this, you know, it did some awards, nominations anyway, for the Emmys, cinematography, special photographic effects, special effects and makeup, and also for the Saturn Awards, the best DVD retro television series, by golly.
Woohoo.
But that one's just a classic one, and there you'll see a reason why that was on there. But next up, let's turn the tunes back up a little bit, and we'll start off with the next one. Here we go.
Sounds like it would come from like something from like Disney.
Close.
Wait.
Logan got it.
I knew it sounded familiar.
You recognize it? E.T. Back in 1982.
I just couldn't put the soundtrack to the movie, but I knew what it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But this is directed by Steven Spielberg, which you'll see a trend there. E.T. was nominated for Best Picture, but didn't win. It did win four, though. And one of them was for Best Sound Effects, Editing, and Best Visual Effects. And the fourth one was Best Original Score by John Williams. Also won Best Picture Drama and Best Score on the Golden Globes that year and was nominated for three others. So E.T. was a good one for Mr. Williams.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. And like I said, this was from 1982. And most everybody will share this with their kids a lot of times.
Yeah.
But we will go on to the next one. This one should be fairly simple as well, but we'll see what happens.
Superman.
Jonathan should have got that one. Wonder why.
I mean, he's not one of my favorite superheroes, but... Nope.
Superman it is from... Guess what? 1978.
I was going to say, it was one of the older ones.
Yeah. And this was directed by Richard Donner. Of course, Christopher Reeves was... Clark Kent and Superman. He's no longer with us, sadly. But this one was nominated for 3 Oscars. Did not win them, but one of them was for Best Original Score. And also, he was nominated at the Golden Globes that year as well. Did not win, but he did win a Grammy Award for this, for Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media that year for Superman. So that's kind of cool that he got a Grammy for it. So that's cool. So some of these will be very fastly recognized, and I know that, but it's just one to have some fun with.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll kind of pull that down.
I kind of smiled quickly at that one.
Yes, you did. We'll jump back up. This one I don't know if you'll recognize very fastly. Logan might. I don't know about Jonathan, though, but here we go for the next one. And this one's a little bit longer episode because we're doing we're getting these pretty fast because there's no lyrics or anything. Mm-hmm. But we're on our 4th one here, and here it comes.
Third Kind, Encounters of the Third Kind. And I'm actually not sure if I've actually watched that.
I would have never known this because I've never seen this movie.
Logan seen it. He was really young, but he probably just recognized it. He probably recognizes the music more than anything because it's one of our CDs that we own.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this is Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
And for some reason, I keep on thinking that that's Evolution's name instead of Evolution, but yeah.
That was a comedy.
The smiley face with the 3 eyes.
Yeah. But this one was done back in 1977, directed by Steven Spielberg. So there you go, kind of different. This one did get some Academy Award nominations. Best Director, Supporting Actress, Visual Effects, Art Direction, Sound, and Original Score. Did not win for any of those, though, but it was nominated. They did win for Cinematography, and they also got 4 nominations for the Golden Globes. Best Director, Best Film Drama, Best Original Score, and Best Screenplay. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But to kind of jump back, this is playing just a smidgen. On Superman, John Williams wasn't the first one to be tapped to score that. It was actually Jerry Goldsmith, but he had a scheduling conflict and had to drop out, so John Williams stepped in to fill that role.
This one is kind of slower than some of his other ones.
It is. Cut her off there and go to the next one. This one's fairly recognizable, and this one might be a little slow as well, but most everybody recognizes this one right away as well. But here we go.
Jaws.
Two notes.
That is it. Is Jaws. Yeah.
And we actually said that at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes, the Jaws. This is what made people scared to go to the beaches for a while. I'm still kind of leery.
And, every time I hear this, it still gives me chills up and down my arms. It's.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it does. But this one was an older film as well, 1975. Get this again, directed by Steven Spielberg. You notice a trend here.
Yep.
This one did win 3 Academy Awards, 1 for Best Film Editing, Best Sound, and Best Original Dramatic Score. So Mr. Williams won an Oscar for this one. Mm-hmm. It was also nominated for Best Picture, but did not win. Mm-hmm. This one also won Best Score at the Grammy Awards as well, Golden Globes, and the BAFTA Awards for Best Film Music. And don't ask me what BAFTA means. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. So I apologize. But yeah, you'll see a trend. Mr. Spielberg really likes Mr. Williams. So, but you can kind of understand why. He does some good stuff. That's Jaws from 1975. I thought this was a rated R movie, but then I went back and looked at it, and it's actually PG-13. But oh well. Next one to come up. This one might be a little tougher. Maybe not for one person, but we'll turn it back up and get this started. And here we go.
Home Alone. Hey.
Do I recognize? Yeah, that's a
Home Alone. This almost sounds like Jack Skeleton, Nightmare for Christmas.
Yeah, it does. Right? But I recognized, like, I had to listen to it just a little bit more, but then I recognized it right away.
Yep. But yes, this is kind of a different one. The theme's kind of set, but I wanted to throw this one in because this is one of Logan's favorite shows. Is Home Alone,
the third one specifically.
Okay, so I went ahead and, out of curiosity, looked up what BAFTA is. British Academy of Film and Television Arts.
Okay. There you go, folks. But Home Alone was done in 1990, directed by John Hughes, and this gave Macaulay Culkin his name. But this one, it was originally supposed to be Bruce Broughton to be the composer on this one. Another one that John Williams wasn't originally slated for, but he was doing Rescuers Down Under. So Mr. Spielberg, who happened to know Mr. Hughes, suggested, hey, how about Mr. Williams? And there you go. He directed the score for and composed score for Home Alone. It was nominated for Academy Award for the original score and Best Original Song. So.
Yep.
Still doing pretty good. And we'll get into more of Mr. Williams stuff in at the end of this. But yeah, he's got some nice ones. And even though there's more songs on this one, you guys are hitting them real fast. These are faster for you guys than the normal lyrical songs. So that's kind of surprising. That's all right. We'll turn it back up here for the next one. This is the seventh one out of 11 songs that we had that I've picked out. This one will probably be fairly fast as well, but it's a quiet opening as well. But here we go.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But which one?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question. It's either really early or...
Yeah, it's. Really I think it's the first one.
What's the name? Come on now.
The Sorcerer's Stone.
There we go. Or if you're in Britain, Philosopher's Stone. Yeah. Of course, based on J.K. Rowling's books. And this was done in 2001, directed by Chris Columbus. And, of course, it's The Adventures of Harry, Ron, and Hermione. And this one was actually nominated. Hermione. Depends on who
you are.
Well,
it's also Ron or Run, apparently. Who
knows? What?
You said Ron instead of Ron, too.
Thought I said Ron, but my accent gets in the way sometimes. But it was nominated for 3 Academy Awards, Best Art Direction, Best Costume Design, and Best Original Score, but did not win again. But another nomination, and even just getting the nominations for Academy Awards. That's pretty good. Can't complain at all. But this one's one of the fairly newer ones. There's others that are out there, and I'll go, like I said, at the end of this, I'll go through some of the others that you might be surprised that are out there that he's done. More than what you think. But we will pull this one down and start the next one, which should be very, very simple, especially for the people in my household.
Star Wars.
And Logan beat you just by that much. 0.3 seconds, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, Star Wars, or as it's known now, Star Wars A New Hope. But back in the day, it was just Star Wars. This was back in 1977 again, directed by George Lucas. And this was kind of interesting too. Even though Spielberg didn't direct, Williams was hired at the recommendation by Mr. Spielberg to Mr. Lucas. So another connection. So it's kind of like, wow, okay. But Star Wars, it had a bunch of stuff. It won 6 Academy Awards that year. Best Art Direction, Best Costume Design, Best Film Editing, Best Sound, Best Visual Effects, and Best Original Score. Also had some nominations for Best Actor of Supporting Role for Alec Guinness, Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, Best Picture, but it lost to Annie Hall that year. Go figure. Also, for the Golden Globes, it was nominated for Best Picture Drama and Best Supporting Actor, but it did win for Best Score at the Golden Globes. Yes. So, another win for Mr. Williams. Another notch on his belt. But yes, that is Star Wars, or what is now called Star Wars A New Hope. But when I was growing up, when it came out, it was just Star Wars. Because they didn't know what it was going to be like. They thought it would probably be a flop.
It's not.
Was it? So, who knows what life will take you on sometimes on the roads. The next couple should be fairly simple as well, if you're fans of this music. And I know Logan will be. I'm sure Jonathan might get this one pretty fast. But we'll see. This is the ninth song that I picked out. But here we go.
Indiana Jones.
It's Indiana Jones theme.
Did not notice. Oh, now I know it.
Kind of like with me in Home Alone.
This is from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Indiana Jones theme. Can't sing to this one.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is one of this is done in 1981, and who was the director? Steven Spielberg. This was nominated for some Academy Awards: Best Picture, Best Director, Best Cinematography, and Best Original Score. It did actually win for Best Art Direction, Best Film Editing, Best Sound Effects Editing, and Best Visual Effects. So another nomination for Mr. Williams for a score. So still doing good. And this one was the only Indiana Jones films that didn't have Indiana Jones in the title.
Oh,
it was just Raiders of the Lost Ark. And after that is when Indiana Jones became part of the title.
So was this the first one?
This was the first one, yes. Chronologically, though, it is not. Temple of Doom is actually the first one.
Huh.
A little bit of trivia there.
Kind of like Star Wars.
Yeah, kind of like Star Wars.
First one's the fourth, and it started without the extra subtitle.
Yep. So that's kind of a fun little trivia fact, but this one I enjoyed. I liked the archaeology type stuff and supernatural and mythology and religious theology stuff mixed together. I've always enjoyed that. Always fun. The next one again is one that will probably be recognized really fast, but maybe not. We'll see. It starts out slow, but it builds. But here we go. This one's got him stumped. Would me too, because the part you know doesn't come in for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jurassic Park.
I was going to say that from the very beginning. Yep. I just wasn't sure.
You could hear the little bits coming in.
Yep. Like, when I first heard the first part, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Jurassic Park, but I'm not going to say for sure until I listen.
That is it. It swells a little bit more. This one I always liked because it was just built upon itself.
Yeah.
And it was just a good melody.
And yeah. I mean, I've it's just like one of those more relaxing ones where, you know, where you would think of Jurassic Park as, you know, because it's got dinosaurs chasing after you.
Bombastic and
loud. Yeah, and it's just like, oh, just relaxing. And then when you watch the film, you're like,
to the park.
Yeah, this one's from the beginning where they're kind of in awe because they see the brontosaurus for, like, I don't know what they were, but the big old long dinosaurs.
Yep.
I know one of them is called brontosaurus.
Brachiosaurus? I think that might be one.
It's just they see the dinosaurs for the first time. It's just, oh my gosh. Crescendo there. Always like that. And then it goes back into a more flowing. Always enjoyed this piece.
Yeah.
It was always fun.
Yep.
But yes, that is Jurassic Park. It is from 1993. Directed by
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg, yep. This won some Academy Awards for Best Sound Editing, Best Sound Mixing, and Best Visual Effects. So it's surprising that this one didn't get nominated for Best Score or something. Since I always enjoyed this one. Mm-hmm. But that is Jurassic Park. Always enjoyed that movie. And I still enjoy the ones from the new ones, even Jurassic World. It's dinosaurs, folks.
And they still have this in that as well. If you listen carefully,
they usually do a reprisal. Yep. Now, this one is bookended for a reason, but this is his one of his most recent compositions. You'll see why it's bookended here in a bit, but we'll let it play out and let her go.
My mind's saying Jurassic World, actually.
It sounds familiar.
Is this a Marvel
Justice movie? League?
No.
Did it, guys!
Superman!
Oh my gosh, no! That very one section in the background, you had the Lost in Space.
Oh.
This is a reboot of Lost in Space. It's a Netflix series.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet, so I have it on my queue.
Lost in Space!
I know, but
that music, and then it had the reprise.
It was a little bit more upbeat than the other one.
The first. Oh God, guys, let me see if I can find it again.
He definitely did a little bit more. I hear it now. Yeah, I hear it now. But they put a little bit more upbeat on it.
Of course, it's a reboot.
Yeah. So,
man, you guys just heard it and you forgot about it. Wow. Yeah.
Our attention
span's gone. But I wanted to bookend it with that because I thought it was kind of neat that he started Lost in Space. Let's end it with Lost in Space. And I thought that was kind of cool. But anyway, just to give you a little bit of info about Mr. Williams and some of the accolades he's had. He's been nominated for 51 Academy Awards.
Wow.
He's won only 5, but still.
Yeah.
That's good. 51 nominations. Emmy Awards, he's won 3. He's been nominated for 25 Golden Globes, won 4. Nominated 67 times for Grammy Awards, winning 23.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Received 7 British Academy Film Awards. So it's like, wow.
Including that one from the BAFTA, apparently. Yep.
At the 51 nominations, he currently holds the record for the most Oscar nominations for a living person.
Right.
And is the second most nominated person in the history behind Walt Disney, which has 59.
So I wonder if they count the more recent ones with the Disney name on them, too. Yeah, well, however.
No, just from Walt Disney when he was alive. I believe. But
yeah,
let's see what else is here about this. I just want to go through a little bit of this, which is kind of cool. Here's one from AFI, American Film Institute. The 77 Star Wars is the greatest film score of all time, is what they found out. His scores for Jaws and E.T. also appear on that list as number 6 and 14. He's the only composer to have 3 scores on the list. Williams received the AFI, or American Film Institute, Life Achievement Award in June 2016 for the first composer to and he is the first composer to receive that award. But to kind of give you an idea of some of the ones for the Academy Awards that he's been nominated for, one, I won't go through everything, but Valley of the Dolls was his first one, 1967. get this, he won in 1971 for Fiddler on the Roof.
Ooh.
He did that score. Ooh. Poseidon Adventure, he did that score. These were nominations. Towering Inferno, a lot of people would remember that one. Mm-hmm. Of course, Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
Return of the Jedi, Temple of Doom is on there. Empire of the Sun, he was nominated for.
Don't know what that is.
No, you don't. Okay. Born on a 4th of July, Tom Cruise movie, he was nominated for that one. Nominated for Last Crusade. JFK, a lot of people will know that movie. Schindler's List, he won.
Huh.
Nixon, Sabrina Amistad, he did that one. Saving Private Ryan, nominated for that one as well. Of course, Harry Potter, Catch Me If You Can, some people will recognize that one.
Yep.
Prisoner of Azkaban, Memoirs of a Geisha, so yep, know that one. War Horse, a lot of people will know that one. Mm-hmm. A lot of nominations there. Lincoln, The Book Thief, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, nominated for those. So, and he's got several. I mean, there's eight pages of stuff that he's listed for that he's been nominated or at least won. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are duplications, but that gives you a little bit of an idea of what he's done. Yeah. That is not his full history, though. That is just his awards section.
Yeah.
And one of the ones that I found that thought was interesting was a Western. And a John Wayne Western, of all things, that he scored. And it was The Cowboys.
Huh.
So if anybody out there is going to rewatch The Cowboys here in a short span of time, that's a John Williams score. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But I've always enjoyed John Williams' music, especially, you know, people recognize these. I agree with a person that mentioned one time that film scores are kind of like our classical music now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of true. Everybody recognizes them. You guys recognize most of these off the bat.
Yep.
Most other people would as well. So it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think. I think it was who actually mentioned that was Jason Swank of Rebel Force Radio. So if you want to check out their podcast, I'm sure everybody has. They're one of the best Star Wars podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's in the musical industry. And he mentioned that on one of the podcasts, and I completely agree with that. But we've had fun looking at some of John Williams' music. Hopefully everybody out there has been having fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, we leave out with Wing Chung's. Everybody have fun tonight, so definitely have fun. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.